listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. National Cabinet will meet today to discuss just how to ease our soaring power bills. State and territory leaders will come together virtually with price caps, market intervention and green energy expected to be big talking points. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has told the ABC we're in a very difficult situation right now.
We can't keep seeing these sorts of bills for families and businesses. Our families are really struggling with cost of living and businesses are contemplating reducing hours, even closing their doors if energy prices continue in the way they have been growing.
The cable car saga continues. News Corp reporting the premiers encouraged the proponents of the Koonunga-Mount Wellington cable car project to have another crack. Jeremy Rockcliffe met with the developer this week, reportedly reaffirming the state government's support for the cable car project. The company elected not to appeal a tribunal decision earlier this week, while Deputy Premier Michael Ferguson hasn't ruled out declaring it a major project, which means it could bypass council assessment. It's been 5 years since the nation voted in favour of marriage equality, making up 5% of all marriages across the country since 2018. And petrol prices across Hobart are at their lowest levels since October, down to $1.88 around town today. Experts are hopeful cheaper prices will stick around for the holiday period as well, with world oil prices falling back to levels not seen since before Russia invaded Ukraine. Two-time tennis champion Elise Mertens will take to the court at the Hobart International this summer. The world number 29 was the first back-to-back champion in 2017 and 2018 and is aiming to take the title for a third time in January. Aussie skipper Pat Cummins says David Warner has his full support after withdrawing an appeal to lift his leadership ban. The issue exploded again yesterday with the veteran batter's manager claiming certain unnamed officials encouraged ball tampering long before the scandal first erupted.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.